Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, there are some grapes that really, really change their character when you plant them in different places around the world. Certainly Pinot Noir does that.
Sure does.
And Sauvignon Blanc isn't far behind because I think where it comes from really matters. And you had a chance to do some experimenting.
I just, for fun, picked up a couple of French Sauvignon Blancs, a couple of West Coast Sauvignon Blancs, and a couple of New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs just to see. And granted, this is not a huge scientific experiment with a huge database, but just to see if there was any sort of overlying flavor theme that I could pick out. So that was kind of what I was trying to do. I started off with a wine from the Loire Valley called La Doucette. It was a 2013 Appellation Touraine Sauvignon Blanc, sells for about $16. And this was really kind of a good benchmarking wine.
Mm-hmm.
Pale gold with a very slight green hue, grapefruit, subtle grapefruit, citrus, good minerality, and a sense of restraint and finesse, which really didn't surprise me being from the Loire Valley because they're really good at Sauvignon Blanc there.
Yeah, they are.
And so I thought that was a really good way to start. I then moved down a little further south to the Languedoc area, and this is a vin du pays from a producer called Arrogant Frog.
That's likable.
Anyway, this is the 2014 Arrogant Frog Sauvignon Blanc, and this one clocks in at a whopping $10 a bottle. So right off the bat, I'm kind of feeling, mm-hmm, you know, warm
expensive,
fuzzies.
Huh?
Right, yeah. This was similar to the La Doucette, not quite as complex, but it still had those great herbaceous citrus character with a little tiny note of passion fruit, very fruit forward, but again, bright acidity and a nice minerality.
A great value.
Oh, it was terrific value. Are you kidding? I'm buying it by the case. Okay, moving to the West Coast. Producer I've never heard of before, Tom Gore, 2015 vintage California designated Sauvignon Blanc with actually a little dollop of Columbard added, about 6%. Nice lime, citrus zing with a melon note. The ABV on the French wines was about 12. This is about 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to say that there's a characteristic here, the West Coast wines are similar in style to the French wines, but they're fleshier. They're bigger. You can see it in the ABV. You can taste it on there's just a little more fruit going on. They still have that good structure, and they still have that nice sort of citrus characteristic. So the Tom Gore 2015, and from Chateau Saint-Michel up in Washington State, from their Horse Heaven Vineyard, a wonderful wine for about $15. It's grapefruit and nectar and the honeysuckle. That's that sort of fruit-forward thing that comes from the little fleshier West Coast style. Now, moving on to New Zealand. New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs are unlike anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have, in addition to having big, racy acidity, there's almost a gooseberry characteristic out there. And when you put these side by side, they don't taste like anything else going.
Very aggressive.
I tried the infamous Grouse. How they got that trademark, I'll never know, from the 2015 vintage for about $14. Racy grapefruit and huckleberry are my notes. And the Kim Crawford, which is a pretty nice wine that sells for about $16. Again, pretty good value here. Citrus, grapefruit, a little note of passion fruit, herbs, and gooseberry. So the difference is structure in France, a little fleshier on the West Coast, and wacky over the head gooseberries coming out of New Zealand.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.